This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Wounded troops are coming back from Iraq with a kind of injury that was not as common in past wars, traumatic brain injuries. Often a soldier has to learn a whole new way to cope. And that struggle is the subject of the latest installment in our Span of War series, which examines the healthcare challenges of returning troops. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
In Charlottesville, Virginia, the oak trees are turning from green to bright yellow. A tall man in a blue blazer walks briskly down the red brick streets, past strolling college students, past the coffee shops and cafes. George Zitney stops at a storefront with books lined up in the window. This is not your typical used bookstore.
This is the therapy center where the people with brain injury come for treatment. So come on in.
To understand, it helps to know that Zitney treats people with traumatic brain injury.
Steve.
And that the people who run the bookstore are his patients.
Welcome to the bookstore.
Like the man with the distant stare working the front desk.
Paperbacks. This is $1, right? And hardbacks is $5.
They've got head injuries. Zitney's a clinical psychologist. He says working here becomes a form of therapy.
As you can see, it's a regular bookstore where people work in putting the books on the shelves and develop the cognitive ability to identify the books by title, by subject, and to also sell them to the public.
Just putting the right book on the right shelf, taking customers' money and making the right change, that fires up the brain and starts its healing.
Well, you have novels, fictions, religion.
Steve Cobb is the man with the stony face at the front desk. He was injured in Iraq.
You got some on anatomy, romance, fiction?
Now he can't remember, can't concentrate. He has trouble keeping his anger in check. He loses his balance when he walks. Cobb's hair is starting to thin and gray. He was 45 and in the National Guard when he was sent to Iraq. He left a good job making auto parts, and he left his wife, son, and daughter back home in Cross Lanes, West Virginia. Last year, Cobb's truck crashed while he was patrolling the border with Iran. He smashed his head, but he stayed in Iraq for another 8 months.
At first, I wouldn't deny anything was wrong, but my platoon sergeant made me go to sick call. He said, "Sergeant Cobb," he said, You walk like a drunk man half the time.
Cobb says medics gave him aspirin for his headaches and sent him back to his patrol duty. But his buddies often had to wake him up and remind him when it was his shift. He came home with the West Virginia Army National Guard 3 days after Christmas. Cobb's been diagnosed with depression and post-traumatic stress disorder, along with his brain injury.
I have a lot of frustrations built up inside because I can't function like I used to. I can't do simple things. Like my kids, I try to do things with my kids, but nothing ever hold my interest. I can't even sit and watch movies. I used to love to watch movies, but 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm up. I got to do something.
When George Zitney got into the field 45 years ago, brain injuries often went undetected. People got labeled as mentally retarded or mentally ill. Zitney hated that they usually wound up in state institutions or nursing homes and got little or no treatment. So he pushed for treatment to get people out of medical settings and back into everyday life. 6 years ago, Zitney started Virginia NeuroCare, the rehab program in the bookstore.
This is the most atypical therapy center that you ever could imagine. I mean, first of all, therapy centers are not located on a downtown mall behind a used bookstore. But, you know, if you've had a head injury, you don't want to go to an institution or to a hospital. You've already been through that at the acute phase. Now you want to get back to life.
Zitney walks past the front rooms of the bookstore and turns the corner to a point where the rows of books end.
Okay, before we get started, I have two projects to assign to you guys. Josh, keep the paper away.
Group therapy is starting. 7 men sit around a small table.
Thank you.
Erin Mattingly is a speech and language therapist. She's giving these soldiers and Marines a research project. It's designed to teach skills they'll need once they leave here and go home.
David and Josh, you can present tomorrow on alcohol and the brain and the effects post-brain injury.
How long do you want the presentations to be?
I want it to be like a 10-minute, just a 10-minute talk.
I did a lot of research on this.
Mike and Scott, I want you guys to do yours on anger and frustration management following brain injury.
Just getting on the computer and doing research, that rewires the brain and becomes therapy too. This center is one of eight where the Departments of Defense and Veterans Affairs send troops with head injuries. Zitney helped get the network established at the time of the first Gulf War. He says Congress wanted to avoid what happened before.
In the Vietnam War, many of the soldiers who had sustained brain injury were never identified. Those individuals were lost. They were a lost generation. They wound up living on the street. They wound up in homeless shelters. They wound up in jail. They wound up with drug and alcohol problems.
Today, traumatic brain injuries are showing up more than in any other war. With better protective armor, more soldiers survive with serious injuries, including ones to the head. Zitney says there's another reason, the weapons being used against American troops.
Because of the car bombings, because of these explosive devices that are out there, what we're seeing is a lot more blast injuries.
Improvised explosive devices send shrapnel flying, which can penetrate a soldier's head even through a Kevlar helmet. And the explosive force of a bomb sets off shockwaves that rock the brain. That causes closed head injuries that can be hard to detect. The military has no exact numbers, but at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, doctors say nearly 50% of wounded soldiers have head injuries. Three of the 11 men being treated at Virginia NeuroCare were injured in Iraq. The others got brain injuries the way most men their age do, in fights and traffic accidents. There was one other place Zitney wanted to show, a house.
This is 506 Grove, and as you can see, it's a typical Victorian and very attractive and very homey. And eight young soldiers live here.
It's the end of the day. Staffer Monique Page cooks dinner.
The guys said they wanted ribs tonight, so ribs it is.
Steve Cobb shares a sparse room in the back. On top of the small bed, there's a black leather case. Cobb says what's in it is something very important.
My memory. My planner.
What Cobb's brain can no longer remember, he records on the pages of this day planner. He's marked the day he goes home to see his son play trumpet in the school band, the day he's meeting about a job.
I've got to write down everything that I'm going to do, or so I don't forget it, I write down. And this is a schedule that we go through every day.
Steve Cobb's brain is damaged, and full recovery is unlikely. So he knows he's got to master tricks and shortcuts, like using the planner, if he's going to work again and be the good husband and father he longs to be. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
The story continues tomorrow. We will follow Sergeant Cobb as he learns a new job and talk to his wife about loving the different man who came home from war.